Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank appeals documents, 1913-1914, page 1550, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. To all of the facts contained in this affidavit, and to any other facts in her knowledge which may be material. Among my associates in Atlanta, Georgia, while I resided there, were Mr. and Mrs. Greenblatt, Judge and Mrs. Fred Powers, Dr. and Mrs. B. Wildauer, Mr. and Mrs. J. Saul, Mr. J. Saul, and my physicians, Dr. Mangit and Dr. Summerfield, F. M. Powers, J. D. Mangit, sworn for the Movant. We are acquainted with Mrs. M. Jaffe. Her character and reputation are good, and Mrs. Jaffe is worthy of belief, and we would believe her on oath. L. Z. Rosser, R. R. Arnold, Morris Brandon, H. J. Haas, sworn for the Movant. We were counsel for Leo M. Frank in the above-stated case, in his trial at the July term, 1913, of the Fulton Superior Court. We were his sole counsel during said trial, and up to the time of the preparation of the original motion for new trial, at which time Leonard Haas was joined as counsel. But Leonard Haas had no connection with the original trial and preparation of the case, and had no connection therewith until the beginning of the preparation of the original motion for new trial. The defendant, Leo M. Frank, immediately after the crime was discovered, was placed under arrest, and from said time until the date of his trial, and after his trial, was kept either in the city police station or in the Fulton County Jail. By reason of this incarceration, the said Frank could aid his counsel in the preparation of his case only by constant consultation and advice with them. He had no opportunity himself to examine witnesses or to search for evidence which would aid him in his case. By reason of his confinement, the preparation for the trial of the case, the examination and discovery of witnesses, was left entirely in the hands of Frank's counsel there. And then, Frank was not well known in Atlanta, except among his own people, and without the small circle of friends from such people, he had but few friends in the city. And he, while living in the city of Atlanta, devoted himself almost entirely to his business, and he was, to all intents and purposes, a stranger in the city of Atlanta, without any general influence in the community, and without any powerful friends to aid him in.